Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The Paramountcy of Obedience, Prioritizing God's Commands. And today's focus is obedience to God's commands is crucial. In the relentless pace of life, where decisions must be made swiftly and consistently, the biblical call to obedience emerges not merely as an ancient directive, but as a lifeline to divine guidance and protection. The poignant words spoken to King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, serves as a stark reminder that God places supreme value not on the outward forms of worship, but in the heart's sincere obedience. This principle challenges every believer to evaluate not just what we do in God's name, but how do we respond to His personal directives in our lives. Our springboard for today's discussion is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than that and the fat of rams." Now, Samuel's rebuke to King Saul cuts to the heart of spiritual life. Obedience is the true measure of our worship. It's not in the lavishness of our offerings or the loudness of our songs that capture God's attention. It's our readiness and willingness to act on His word. This obedience is a powerful demonstration of our trust in God's sovereignty and wisdom. It acknowledges that God's plans, even when they defy human logic or personal comfort, are always for our ultimate good and His glory. A quick focus training. Number one, heart preparation. Begin each day by preparing your heart in prayer, asking God to make you sensitive to His leading and willing to obey quickly. Number two, scriptural immersion. Regularly immerse yourself in scripture, understanding that God's general commands helps you to recognize His specific directives more clearly. Number three, reflective meditation. Take time to reflect on your actions and decisions. Ask yourself if they align with God's desires as revealed in scripture through the Holy Spirit. Number four, accountability partnership. Establish relationship with fellow believers who can hold you accountable in your walk of obedience. Share your challenges and victories to encourage each other. Number five, practical application. Actively look for opportunities to practice obedience in everyday situations, whether it's following through on prompting to help someone, speak the word of encouragement, or change a negative behavior. Number six, teaching and mentoring. As you grow in obedience, teach others the value and joy of obeying God. Mentor younger believers in the understanding the importance of the immediate and complete obedience. And number seven, celebration of obedience. Regularly acknowledge and celebrate acts of obedience in your life and the lives of others. This reinforces the positive impact of living in alignment with God's will. Today's conclusion, obedience is the very essence of faith. It is the practical outworking of our love for God and our trust in His infinite wisdom. As we obey, we not only align ourselves with God's perfect plan, but we also set a powerful example for others to follow. Let us be a people who value obedience above all else, understanding that it is better to obey God than to offer any other form of service or worship. A call to action. Identify one area in your life where you have struggled with obedience. Commit this week to making a change in that area based on what you know of God's will. Seek support from a trusted friend or mentor to help you make this change. And today's question of the day, what is one area you find it challenging to obey God, and what steps can you take to improve your obedience? Let's pray. Father, we come to you acknowledging our struggles with obedience. Help us to prioritize your commands above all else. Strengthen us by your Spirit to obey quickly and fully, without reservation. May our lives reflect your trust, or your deep trust, our trust in you, and our commitment to follow you no matter the cost. In Jesus' name, amen. As we move forward, let's hold fast the conviction that to obey God is better than any sacrifice that we can offer. May our obedience be the most profound act of worship and a true demonstration of our faith and love for our Sovereign Lord.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.